Toxic smoke came across parts of Loxton and Loxton North earlier this week because of a fire involving permapine posts. There's a fair bit of confusion about what should be done about these posts to avoid this problem popping up again. We had a call from Joe, who's a former grower and also a former councillor in the area, and he said that there was no way for landowners to dispose of the permapine posts except by storing them on their property. And he'd raised the issue at a local government level many years ago. Let's try and shed some light on this. Someone who might be able to help us, Andrew Przinski, is the Acting Director of Regulation at the Environment Protection Authority. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
For the EPA, what's the major concern around these permapine posts?
Permapine posts contain three key elements, and that is copper, chromium and arsenic. Those metals are toxic. We need to be careful with how those posts are managed at end of life.
We heard from a former councillor and a grower who was saying that there's actually no way for property owners to dispose of them. Is that right? Is that the situation?
No, it's not correct. There are landfill options. You just need to call your local landfill to see if they're licensed to receive those posts and if they're prepared to receive those posts.
So they can actually be dealt with safely?
They can. Again, it just depends on whether the landfill can and will receive them.
Is there a cost involved with that for property owners?
There is a cost to dispose of anything to landfill, and that'll vary depending on which landfill it goes to.
If something does happen, for example, a fire, which we saw earlier in the week, where they do catch a light, is there any penalty from the EPA in that respect?
Unless they're disposed of illegally, it could invoke a penalty, but normally, no, you can stockpile them, but it really is better to not stockpile. It's better to dispose of them properly.
How long has that arrangement been in place to actually take the posts for proper disposal?
Oh, for a very, very long time. The EPA has a guideline on its website. That guideline is quite a few years old. People could look at that guideline and that'll give them ideas on how they can manage their posts and do that safely and how they can dispose of them and so on.